favorable in general.
He's as before. As he was before.
Yes. I requested him to come here and speak with you. He's going to try. Come.
What does he say?
He may try to come here and meet you. Srupa Namadala.
Did you meet Jyotirtha Maharaj?
Yes, sir.
Doing well. He's doing well.
Oh, yes.
And what about that Mukha Vipra?
Vipra Mukha.
No, I did not see him.
Huh?
I did not see him.
Did not see him. All the acharyas come?
No.
With the exception of Hansadut?
Hansadut is not there, Ridayananda is not there.
Ridayananda, the two absent.
Some, I don't know. Only about 13 GVC members have come so far. They don't seem very enthusiastic this year.
Who? Who?
The GBC.
They have got their responsibility how to conduct the present movement. And any news of Pravan Swami and the Vrihal Prakash, are they in Vrindavan?
Somebody told me, Maharaj, that they are going to Venezuela because they can't stand the tickets.
Oh, both of them?
Looks like that.
Hare Krishna. Sridharan Prabhu is there? No.
No, I did not.
Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur.
Yesterday, when we went to Mayapur, we feel that the spirit of Krishna consciousness is missing there. The relations between the Vaishnavas are very cold there.
Remarking that way, that would be too much. Missing altogether.
about a week and a half, the Navadvip Dham parikramas are coming up. Perhaps you can tell us something about that.
Parikrama.
Hmm?
After 1 week or so, there will be Navadvip Parikrama.
Yes.
He wants to hear something about Navadvip Parikrama.
Mm-hmm. To be more introduced with the realistic view of Navadvip. There are so many divisions in this Navadvip Dham, mainly nine, and they are told that representation of nine sections of devotion, Sravan, Kirtan, Smaran, Vandan, and Archan, Sakka, Atman, Vedan. Savanam, that Simantadip represents Savanakha Bhakti. Kirtan is Godram. Smaran is Madhyadip. Padashivan is Kuladip. Archan, the Jannadip, what is this? Koladip and then Ritudip. And Vandan is Jannadip. Sokka is Rudradip, and the Atman Vedan is Mayapur. They have got connection with these nine types of main devotional conception. And when we travel there, we are reminded by the incident of those places, how such representation comes from such places, and all together promotes us to understand what is devotion proper. And Atmanivedan is the basis of all. And if after Atmanivedan there is surrender, the plane will of life will be categorically changed. After Atmanivedan, after surrendering to the central direction, whatever will be done by us, that will come to have recognition as devotion. That is devotion, Atmanivedan. Selflessness plus self-surrendering. Self-surrendering means prisavages, means that prisavages selflessness. Selfish actions come to end, and selflessness, that is also crossed, and then self-surrendered life begins, and that is devotion proper. A life of a devotee, not any individual interest or provincial interest, but they work for the universal interest of the whole as self. They are soldiers of that plane. They do anything and everything they may do, but the suggestion, inspiration comes from the center. Center, the absolute good. So, though apparently they seem to be member of this plane, world, but through their heart, the connection is with the absolute good, God. So, their color is completely changed. Valuation is completely changed. Their movement, valuation of their movement, completely changed. So apparently they seem to be doing everything almost similar to the mundane persons. Whether they are eating, they are also eating, but properly they are not eating, they are serving the remaining sent by the Lord. In this way, tayo bhukta sabjana basu lankara chuchita uchishtu bhogino dasa astava mayang jai mahi. The Uddhava says in Bhagavatam. Says in Bhagavatam that we shall conquer the whole of the manic energy only by one thing. What is that? We shall accept everything with the spirit of service, whatever you send for us. Tayupabhukta. You have taken it, you have enjoyed, and the remnants we shall have to go to serve. And thereby whole illusion and energy will be devastated. So, once that Professor Babu, who wrote that Sri Krishna Chaitanya in English, he had his younger brother. He was a graduate parent. And he challenged Professor Sanyat that, what do you do there? What we shall do, you also do in the mat. No, we don't do that, what you do. No, you don't do that. You do not eat. But no, we don't eat. Then what do you do? I have seen with my own eyes that you are eating. But then, no, we don't eat. We don't eat like you, devouring solid things, putting into the stomach, we don't do that. We serve Mahaprasada. As Swami Maharaj told Vachyutananda, he will faint there. So it is beyond your understanding what we do. We don't eat like you. No, with no spirit of consumption. We don't consume anything. We honor the remains of the Lord. That's what we do. So, such will be the difference of all the activities of the true Vaishnava and the worldly man. Apparently, they seem to do the same things what the others are doing. Working, sleeping, eating, and abusing persons, so many things. Earning money and distributing so many similar. But the standpoint is totally different. Connected with the center, abiding by the direction of the center movement, and they are guided by that. Provincial and local interest. Local and absolute, that is the difference, and the difference is very, very great. On the other side of the selflessness or renounced life, renunciation comes between, complete renunciation, and this side and the other side. So what is devotion proper, that to be realized, it is not by apparent movement generally, but the question of adjustment, angle of vision. Angle of vision that is to be changed. That is to be changed. Dham Parikrama, so many stories, so many scenarios, but all meaning to help us in our absolute adjusted life. And if one can catch that, his Parikrama, that he is working, traveling through different tirtha and receiving the local, historical, or eternal instructions thereby, in different conceptions of devotion, that is encouraged. So, that is not like the meditanta, punyakami. There are general people in the general Hindu section who also who are out in pilgrimage, coming in contact with the holy places, with some holy association. Their main object to get some unseen help in their present life. In their present life, what they want, they want to be that to be satisfied by some invisible help, daiva. That is punya kamana. Good to acquire good merit that will help to their present life in success according to their conception, not Shuddha Bhakti. But the devotees, the Gaudiya Math people, their object is quite different. That is, cannot be reckoned in any of the different planes, the present educational section is hunting for. They can't think even that a purely spiritual life is possible at all. That may be only a concoction. They are suffering from culture. According to the so-called civilized scientific scholars, Gaudiya Math is fighting with their shadow, hunting after impossibility and the imaginary things. That is superstition. They are hunting or running after phantasmagoria, superstition. Dhamisha sarvabhutana toshyang yagati sangdami yashyang yagati bhutani sarisa. On the other side, we think that in the name of concrete reality, they are running after phantasmagoria. They just opposite. The mortal, which is certainly the more mortal achievement, they are running after that. They think immortality is not possible. Socrates had to pay for it. The soul is immortal. At the cost of his life, he had to announce that word, soul is immortal. Everything, there's no immortal, nothing is immortal. So it is foolish to neglect the mortal pleasure. Whatever there may be, let us enjoy. That is there. But we neglect it simply. And ours is what is quite darkness to them, we want to be wakeful in that plane of life. The basis is soul is immortal, and there is the immortal world, and not only immortal, but that is of nectarine reality. Sindham tu rishi yamadasya putra. Oh, you sons of nectarine world, be mindful in my address. Your internal, you are sons of that, your side, you are child of that side. Why do you suffer so much? You have become victims of mortality, but really you are not so. You have got inconceivably higher prospect of life. Come back to your own plane, come back home. That is the general call of Upanishad, the most ancient revealed scripture. That's it, how comes to realize. So the advent of Gaudiya Math not only call for the theistic life, but theism to its full-fledged condition. That is a family life with God. Family life with the absolute beauty and the charm. Your place is just on the lap of the affectionate father, or just in the lap of the beloved consort. In this way, and do or die. Do or die, that is the slogan of Gaudiya Math. Let us strive our utmost to achieve what is our own, what is our own real prospect for that. And no compromise, not any compromise in the way, in midway, but fight to the finish. We have to fight to the finish, and we must be prepared for that. Prepared for the call of the Gaudiya Math Acharya was so. Not any haphazard or any compromised, nothing of the type. So he had to fight, begin his fighting almost single-handed against the whole of the world, against all different stages of culture ever known to the world. And his only support was Srimad Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu. On his head, with heart within and God overhead, on the head, Mahaprabhu and Bhagavatam stood single to fight out that their God, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Das. And that also, not only he wanted to confide it in Bengal, the province of Mahaprabhu, the Gaurudish, on not only in India but outside. To attack. It meant to attack the highest position of present civilization, the Western world, the scientific civilization. So proud they are with their at present achievement, and to break down the whole structure of present false civilization structure, to demolish and to construct a divine temple, divine temple over the remnants of the world, this mundane world, construct a temple of God, God, and not only this half-truth, but according to Bhagavad, the fullest in his words, full-fledged theism, full-fledged theism, not stop in the midway or halfway, or be satisfied with partial progress, but wholesale dealing, and that is given by Bhagavatam. By Vijnana Virago Yuktam. What is that slok? Avishyati Krishna Padar Vindayo Kinattavadrani Chasangdanot. Sattasya Suddhi Paramatma Bhakti. Sattasya Suddhi Paramatma Bhakti. Vijnana Virago Yuktam. Avishyati Krishna Padaravindayu Kinattabhadrani Chasam Tanoti Saptasya Suddhi Paramatma Bhakti Jnanam Chavijnana Virago Yuktam. The conception of theism, something like this. Avishyati Krishna Padara, continuous existence. Krishna Padara Bindu, under the holy protection of the divine feet of Krishna. Continuous, to maintain one's continuous engagement, life. All sorts of movements. And thinking, the dice is on my head, the holy divine feet of Krishna, Padaravindayo. Avishyati Krishna Padaravindayo. Avishyati Krishna Padaravindayo. Khinattabhadrani chasamatanoti. By this attitude, we can remove what is falling in us in no time, very easily. The continued memory, remembrance of Krishna Parampara, Krishna connection with, in no time it will disperse all the difficulties on the way. Kinoti abhadrani, what is meanness, what is not dignified. Gauriyamot stands for the dignity of human race. Slavery to Krishna is the most dignified position, we have to understand. And what is against it, that is meanness, abhadrani. The only standard, gentle life, a gentle standard, gentleman's life, is to understand and to accept the position of subordination to the absolute truth. It is not there. It is not mean life. What is proper, what is real, to admit that and to, on that basis, to make one's life advanced, that is not meanness. To understand one's proper position and proper duty and to discharge that, that is gentleman's life. What is truth, to accept that. So, avishniti Krishna Padara Vindayu Khinoti Abhadrani, what is considered to be meanness, that is removed very soon. Abhadrani, Cha Sang Tanoti, and what is really welfare, beneficial to us, that will extend, that will increase. Sang Tanoti, Sattasya Suddhain. You are in some adulterated conception of your own life. Adulterated mind, this intelligence, the exploitation energies of different kinds of, is all adulteration. So sattasya suddhin, your existence will be eliminated. All sort of adulterated things, adulteration, sattasya suddhin. It will be purified and come out in its pristine glory, your real self from within, sattasya suddhin. Paramatma bhakti, and you will find you have got a happy devotional connection with the super soul, with the super knowledge. Paramatma bhakti, dhyananca vijnana virago suktam, and the knowledge proper, which is paraphernalia, not a hazy, impersonal knowledge, but knowledge proper with his parivar, with his paraphernalia, vijnana, existence. The vijnana virago yuktam. Jnananca vijnana virago yuktam. Virago yuktam. Virago means what at present your attraction is in this mundane, that will be transferred. Vishishta raga, the raga, the affection proper will be discovered. Now your affection and attraction and love misdirected, but they will find their proper place of place. The affection, virago yuktam, you will have is a real place and the position where they are to act. The affection, the attraction, the vishishtata, vaishishto, is a special characteristic you will find. These faculties will find their a special support to which they will be directed, proper place they will find. This is devotion. We've been invited into the real Sri Gauranga Dev, who is he, and what he came here to give to us. All these things will be clear and easily accessible to us and acceptable to us. It will promote to our highest goal of life. that is meant for that. It is meant for that. To get Gauranga nearer to our soul, nearer to us. And to get him nearer to our soul, that is to get guarantee of our Krishna, our achievement in Krishna Lila, even unconsciously. So, for us, fallen souls, it is more useful to cultivate about and to know about Sri Gauranga, Sri Gauranga, which will be able to give us the fulfillment of life with least trouble and in the fullest form. No, I do not recommend any haphazard or any misconceived Krishna consciousness. But real Krishna consciousness, and also without least difficulty, we can have full Krishna consciousness by the help of Gauranga consciousness. See, Gauranga consciousness, and then also we would be able to feel that Gauranga consciousness also includes in Krishna consciousness, plus something more. What is that? The distribution of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness and the element of distribution of Krishna consciousness, both combined, is Gauranga consciousness. Gauranga consciousness. Kaviraj Goswami Ali. Krishna lila amrita dhar jar sat sat dhar dar dike bhaiya hoiti Sri Chaitanya lila hoy sarobar akhay manohamsa chara hota hati Kaviraj Goswami, the giver of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the most valuable literature theological has ever seen the light. Krishna lila amrita sar. What is Krishna lila? That is the real gist of nectar. Sweetness, happiness, expression. Krishna lila amrita sar. The sweetest of the sweet that can ever be conceived, that is represented in Krishna lila. Sweetness in its acme. And what is Chaitanya lila? That sweet fluid of Krishna lila is spring, and it the current coming by hundred channel. Gaur lila is such the fountain of Krishna lila, from where towards 10 directions hundreds of streams of that sweet Krishna lila in fluid, it is in like river, it is being spread on all sides. Sweetness of Krishna lila as a fluid, and from the fountain that is starting towards 10 directions. Krishna-lila umrita-sa, tar sato sato dhar dos dike. Hundreds of such streams of sweet fluid is passing towards 10 directions. That fountain is Gaur-lila. Krishna-lila umrita-sa, tar sato sato dhar dos dike bahe jaha hoi thi. Se Chaitanya-lila hoi. You try to understand what is Chaitanya-lila. It is the source, man. You may take it the source, the foundation. Because the lila is eternal. Though it is after we see in Kali and that was in Dwapara, in previous Krishna lila, but it is eternal. The giver is there, then the gift is coming to us. Thus, dikhe bhaye se chaitanya lila hai sarubara akha hai. And not a fountain, it is almost a lake. Ten directions, so many streams of sweet Krishna lila is being distributed to the world. Sarubara akha. Akha bhaye. Sarubara akha hai. Krishna lila amrita sar tar sato sato dhar dos dike bhaye jaha hoiche sei chaitanya lila hoy sarvabhakha sarvabhara akkhay manohongsho chara hota hati. O devotees, come like so many birds, so many birds you swim in the lake. From what lake? The Krishna lila in different streams are being going to the world outside. Come and live in that lake. Sarubara akkhay, manohangsho chara hota hati. The swan of your mind, the swan of your mind, ask him to take shelter in this sarubara, the hangsho. The mind is compared with a swan, and the swan may swim in that nectarian lake of Gaur-lila. From where? Towards 10 directions, so many hundred streams of nectar is going on all 10 directions. Bhaktagam sunamal sadanyavacham. Oh devotees, my humble prayer to you all, Kaviraj Goswami said, sunamal sadanyavacham. Vyog maham mahan, mahanta gan, megha gan, andra. The devotees, the saints, like clouds, they are taking that nectar from that sarovar, just as the cloud takes the water from the